2 days ago, both parties presented to the court. The court and the doctor's advocate asked the judge to give them 48 hours instead of the usual many weeks and days, because that would hasten the process. So over the last 2 days and late into the night, the parties were working towards a deal, and finally a return to work formula was signed this afternoon, and this was taken to court, and the strike was called off with a return to work formula, which was signed by both parties.
So when do you hope the doctors will return to work?
No, it's immediate. So once a return to work formula is called and the strike has actually been called off, then from tomorrow, immediately, the doctors return to work.
Dr. Chikundu, the strike was about several issues, including the stipends or payment for intern doctors. Has that been taken care of under this agreement?
Yeah, so in the return to work formula, the government and the doctors union had different positions. And earlier on, like 2 weeks ago, the doctors union had actually moved to court. And the court had actually directed that the circular that had proposed the stipend was stayed. It was not legal, so to speak. And there's still a court case on that pending. So in the return to work formula, both positions were put in place, and the return to work formula said that this should be sorted out within the next 60 days, notwithstanding a hearing of the case in court.
Dr. Chikundu, can you reflect? Do you think that a strike was worth it?
So the reason doctors go on strike is to bring the government on table for agreements that they have failed to fulfill, and a strike does not come like immediately, because there had been a conciliation process of the items of the collective bargaining agreements for the last 1 year. So the strike did bring the government to the table, albeit late, and you can see the reason the strike has extended for long is that the government was actually slow to commit to some of the things. So the measurement of what a strike is supposed to achieve is supposed to bring the government to the table and to highlight some of the issues that are considered important to the doctor. So I think the issues have been highlighted, and I think going forward, there will be efforts to avoid that industrial action in future.